I have found him whom my soul loveth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is Easter Thursday with the commemoration of today's saint, Benedict Joseph Labret. A week ago was Holy Thursday, and it is wonderful to consider how the Church looks upon Holy Thursday more in connection with the institution of the holy oils and their blessing, and also the washing of the feet. A week before Holy Thursday, Thursday of Passiontide, 2 weeks ago, we have the Gospel of Mary Magdalene washing the feet of our Lord. And now, 1 week later, it is Mary Magdalene's turn again, and she, the Apostle of the Apostles, is honored in the sacred liturgy in a very discreet way by the reading of her Gospel, and also by the fact that today's stational church is the Church of the 12 Holy Apostles at Rome. Because St. Mary Magdalene, as we have in the scriptural accounts of the resurrection, received the news of our Lord's resurrection from the dead, actually saw him, and then obeyed our Lord's command to go and to tell the apostles, she the first eyewitness, that our Lord truly is risen, and then they themselves see our Lord risen from the dead. Today's gospel is a lovely and a touching one. And any Eucharistic soul, a soul given to Christ, to frequent Mass, to visits of the Blessed Sacrament, ought to meditate upon this gospel of Mary Magdalene standing outside the tomb and weeping because someone has taken away our Lord. And then when our Lord comes and shows himself to her by calling her by name, Mary, she is full of joy and she falls in adoration at our Savior's feet. Today we keep the feast day of a saint who has this very much in common with Mary Magdalene, a great Eucharistic saint. And just as Mary Magdalene, who was in the city a sinner, made a very unusual addition to the apostles, much less to the apostle of apostles, so too Saint Benedict Joseph Labret, who was a bum or a poor man, a beggar, a street person, makes an unusual saint. And yet, in spite of all of the disturbances of the life of Christendom and the Church towards the end of the 18th century, that is to say, shortly after his death, his movement towards canonization and his many miracles made him to be well-known and popular throughout the Church. Benedict Joseph Labret had the unusual vocation to travel on foot from place to place, to visit all of the great shrines of Christendom. And for the last years of his life, he stayed in Rome. And there he was known as Il Povero del Quarantore, the poor man of the 40 hours. That's how people called him who didn't know his name. And because Rome was full of churches, there was always in one or two churches the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And he would go to that church and he would kneel on the hard marble floor, sometimes all day or all night long, so much so that he developed terrible sores on his knees. And he suffered very much as well from lice, because he never had any opportunity, being homeless, to be able to wash himself or change his clothing. But he knelt motionless for hours in absolute adoration of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And they say that usually his color was a very pale and unhealthy one, but that his face glowed red with love when he was in the presence of his beloved, Jesus, in the Blessed Sacrament. One time, there was a lady at exposition who was disturbing everybody in church by sighing and weeping and saying prayers out loud and whispering different things and making a great fuss. And she was near the saint, and the saint just said to her very simply, "Madam, what's the purpose of all that noise?" And then she quieted down and she imitated him. But truth to tell, our saint, when he thought that no one was in church, when he was by himself, no one was listening to him, had a very hard time restraining the movements of love in his own heart. He was like St. Philip Neri. His heart was a furnace on fire with the love of Almighty God. And more than once when he was by himself, he would engage in that same kind of sighing and praying out loud and whispers and tears and all of the rest, because he couldn't restrain the force of the love for Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament that burned within his breast. They say that this is the way that he prayed at today's stational church, the Church of the 12 Holy Apostles, just 2 days before his own death. which occurred on the Wednesday of Holy Week of that year. Here we have it, two rather unusual saints whom we honor today as two of the greatest saints of personal devotion to our Lord, truly two magnificent Eucharistic saints. And just as we pray in the collect that our Lord has united divers nations in the confession of his name, so too has he united divers personalities and peoples and all types of characters, born again in the font of baptism and made one by faith in their minds and by love, by pious devotion in all of their actions. Pray to these two saints always to have that same profound love that attracts you to the tabernacle and that same spirit of true recollection and adoration while you are privileged to be with our Lord. Be like Mary Magdalene or St. Benedict Joseph Labre. Seek the one whom your soul loves. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.